Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 109 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the highly contagious, slightly outrageous creatrix behind Kick-Ass Switch, putting the K in magic, and Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com or back on the description page for this episode at Blog Talk Radio. Holy cow, what is going on outside my window? Gee whiz, it's like a dump truck apocalypse. Holy cow, that's loud. I hope you guys aren't hearing all of that. And I got up at my usual time this morning, but by 7 o'clock in the morning, I had makeup on and my hair done, and I was sitting in front of a camera. It actually took me time to log in to do the show, but I did the Witches of the Four Quarters this morning to talk about shadow work with Eric, Melanie, and Crystal, and that was really fun. I complained a lot about it, like, these witches are trying to kill me, making me get up this early. But it turned out to be a really magical conversation. We talked about healing the mother wound and tribal shame, shadow loyalties, all kinds of interesting stuff. So you might want to go check that out because it was awesome, and I'm really glad I got to be a part of that this morning. And also, I didn't do a blog post yesterday. And I didn't do a video last week, so if you need a kick-ass witch fix, there you go. I am on semi-spring break right now. It's really easy for me to call in on Tuesdays to talk to you all, and I enjoy it so much. So I would rarely ever miss an episode of Hippie Witch because it's just too easy to do it, and it's too much fun for me. But making videos and writing really lengthy blog posts is more of a concerted effort and time-consuming. So my son is out of town for the week for his spring break, so I thought I would just sort of chill a little bit too and just take the edge off. I'm still doing stuff, but not as much. I'm just chilling out more and taking a little bit of a breather, which is amazing. Just not even having my son for a week, that in and of itself, it's so crazy. I almost don't even know what to do with myself. I almost don't even know what to do with that kind of freedom when I am not washing someone else's hair and brushing their teeth and doing their laundry and doing their dishes and making 3 meals a day and packing their bag and unpacking their bag and filling out forms. I'm like, whoa, what do I do with this extra time? I guess I'm going to launch two different programs because I'm doing it. I've got two launches coming up in the next week or so. So this Thursday, I am going to be launching another round of Sad to Sexy. We are going to be doing Sad to Sexy in May. If you don't know what that is, it's about food. It's about getting off the standard American diet or whatever similar diet you're on, eating processed food and sugar and all that crap and getting onto a more healthy, nature-based diet. I've gotten a lot of requests for that, to do that program again. It's time-intensive for me, so, and, you know, it's not, most of you are here because you love magic, and it's a small percentage of you who actually want to do that program, but I've gotten a lot of requests this year, so I'm going to do one in May. We'll see how it goes if I do any more this year or at all. So if it's popular, if I hear from a lot of you, if a lot of you sign up, I'll do some more. If not, this might be the last one. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to doing that and really diving into that with you all in May. And I'm just going to go through the program myself because spring is a great time to do that. right before the summertime. You know, there's so many healthy foods available and in season. So it's just a really good time to do that. And then next week, I'll be launching the summer transition for the Psycho Spiritual Wheel of the Year. And for any of you that are just extreme, crazy diehards, I will be offering some kind of discount that is significant for anybody who wants to do both. And if you want to do both, I'm impressed. That's amazing. I'm going to do both. If you want to do both with me, you can, and I'll give you a really sweet discount if you want to do that. And then the other thing I want to say before I get into the meat of today's show, talking about contagion and entrainment, is I had kind of sort of a little experience with that this morning. I told you I did the Witches of the Four Quarters. It was a Google Plus Hangout, if you don't know what that is. Every week they talk about magic, and they have a subject. Sometimes it's just the three of them, Crystal, Melanie, and Eric, and sometimes they have a guest on, and today I was the guest. I was the fourth quarter. but it made me late for my morning walk, and I didn't want to miss that. So I did my morning walk later than usual, and I've been... Part of the spring equinox module is rewilding, and I always practice what I preach. Always, always, always. I don't just like put these modules together and learn like, here, you do it. I do it myself as well. It's a group effort. So I've been doing a lot of rewilding things, and one of them is I've been hanging. So I've just been like, I have a tree in my backyard that I found I can hang from. I have to step up on a chair to do it, but I mostly just hang from the monkey bars at the park, and which is amazing because I used to be, well, I was a competitive gymnast when I was young. I don't know if you know that about me, but I was. And before I was a competitive gymnast, I was a badass on the monkey bars. I could spin and spin and twirl and twirl and twirl. So now, as a 41-year-old woman, when I went to go do that again, I was shocked and appalled at the fact that I literally could not just hold on to a bar and hang for more than 10 seconds. My hands have turned into these, like, soft virgin hands, and it hurt so bad, not even getting into, like, the muscles of my arm, which clearly have atrophied significantly. I couldn't even hold on to the bar. So I was like, damn it, this is not happening to me. I am going to get back to hanging from the monkey bars and twirling and doing all of that awesome stuff. So I was doing that this morning, but because I was late, it was like a whole other experience. Usually when I get to the monkey bars, I am the only monkey there. I got the whole place to myself. But apparently at this hour that I went, that's the time for the toddlers. That's like toddler hour, and there were all these little kids, but nobody was on the monkey bars. So I went and hung and was, like, just hanging like a giant monkey with all these little monkeys running around, and they all were so interested but shy. They were, like, looking at me from the corner of their eye, like, who is this person? And they didn't really know what to think about me, so I just, like, smiled at them and waved and said hi. And then one little girl was really, really curious, and she kept circling around and looking at me, and I said, do you want to hang on the monkey bars? And a choir of little monkeys went, yeah! And before I knew it, I was hanging on the monkey bars, and there were four other monkeys hanging, little teeny monkeys on the monkey bars all around me, and we were all just hanging there together, smiling. And it was so funny. I actually just gave myself goosebumps telling you that. Maybe you had to be there, but it was really beautiful and hilarious and sweet, and it really drove home this whole idea that we are pack animals. We are tribal in so many ways, which again ties back to that Witches of the Four Quarters moment when we were talking about tribal shame and things like that. You may choose to isolate yourself for a period of time in the name of the hermit archetype and doing some deep soul diving, or to devote yourself to a really special creative project. But for the most part, when humans self-isolate, it's a symptom of dis-ease. It's a sign of depression or hopelessness or fear. And I'm not going to get into all that again. I'm just saying that to underscore the fact that, for the most part, we are tribal animals. We're tribal creatures. We gravitate toward tribes. If we lose our tribe or we leave our tribe, we go out and we find another one or we make another one. And we're also highly contagious in both the literal sense and emotionally speaking. You know, you can absolutely make someone sick by spreading your germs, as we all know. But you can also do the same just by making your way through the world with a shitty attitude. So if you, like, literally have feces on your hand, if you do not practice good self-care and you can't be bothered to wash your hands, if you touch a door handle with shit on your hand and then I touch that same door handle, you are literally infecting me with your shit. And you can make me very sick. And if you should dare to prepare my food with those hands, you can literally kill me. And that's pretty profound. And spiritual contagion is very much the same. Maybe not quite as literal, but powerful nonetheless. So hoping to tie all this in together, I went over to dictionary.com and into etymology. Is it etymology.com? I forget what, because I just Google it. I always put in a word, etymology, and then the word, and it comes up. But I forget the name of the website I like to use for that. But I looked up entrain and contagion, and I thought it was very, very interesting. So I'll share that with you. So the definition of entrain, it's a verb used with an object, usually in chemistry, the chemistry of a substance, such as vapor, to carry along a dissimilar substance as drops of liquid during a given process. That sounds super boring. Entrain, the etymology of it means to draw along, and it's old. It's like from 1560, I think, is what they traced it back to. Actually, I see something back here. Maybe from the 1200s as well. But it literally means to train, to drag. It means to drag. So a good way to remember it is if you hooked yourself up to a train, it might drag you along if you accidentally got hooked on a train that was going somewhere. And entrainment is kind of like that. It reminds me of that awesome, I think it's a Buddhist saying, maybe it's a yogi saying, I don't know, but let go or be dragged. And then contagion means I put down a couple of meanings because I thought this was interesting. One, it's the communication of disease by direct or indirect contact. Feces on your hand. Two, a harmful or undesirable contact or influence. That could be both literal or, you know, spiritual. Three, the ready transmission or spread as of an idea or emotion from person to person. And that's really what we're talking about here today. So in a nutshell, entrainment is two rhythms syncing up. To be drug, to drag. Contagion is energy transmission, a disease, emotion, idea, or energy spreading from one to another. And as far as I know, and this is just off the top of my head, but I'm sure you can Google it if you want to, like, go deeply down this rabbit hole and find out where this all began. I believe entrainment was first discovered when some scientist, I imagine it was a scientist, he put a bunch of clocks in a room, and they were, I think I'm going to say this wrong. Let's just call it a pendulum, whatever that little duck, swinging, let's call it a pendulum, just for the sake of time. You know, the little brass knob that swings to keep the tick-tock going. They're all going at different rates, these clocks he put in a room, and then, he noticed over time, they all synced up together, and they were all tick-tocking at the exact same time. That, apparently, is how entrainment was first discovered. And it's really the ultimate example of what entrainment is. Another, you know, other examples are circadian rhythms. We all, as energetic beings, we sync up to our natural environment. Women's periods sync up. If a whole bunch of women live in the same home or work in the same environment, over a period of time, they'll start to, for better or worse, get their periods at the exact same time. So you might want to call in sick the week that are all experiencing PMS together. You know, and the tides of the ocean move with the phases of the moon, as above, so below. Everything is so beautifully and magically connected. There have been studies done on animals and restricting their food, basically, and they have found that animals' biological responses, such as salivating, modulating body temperatures, and sleep cycling, their sleep cycles, these things sync up to when bodies expect to be fed, by feeding them only at specific times and restricting food otherwise. So they only get fed at this time every single day and only a limited amount. And it's more than an intellectual anticipation. They're experiencing very real physiological syncing up as a result of this restriction. So entrainment can be done quite consciously, as magicians know, as witches know. And there's power in that. There's dangerous power in that, really, if you think about it. And it can be good, used for good or evil. And I guess that's why people are afraid of witches and people that are into magic, and why some people maybe think that the stuff is dark. As far as human beings are concerned, I think that charisma often really comes into play with entrainment. So I looked up the word charisma too, and I thought that also was fairly profound. It's a spiritual power or personal quality that gives an individual influence or authority over large numbers of people. And technically, entrainment is a symptom of contagion. And the best way I know personally to think about this is, you know, to think of a really charismatic speaker like Tony Robbins, or a preacher, or a comedian, or a rock show, a Jack White concert. A really powerful preacher, speaker, rock star, entertainer can literally change a sea of people's heart rates, facial expressions, body language. It all syncs up to where if you look out on that sea of people, they all have that same, their head might be tilted a little bit to the side, and their eyes are a little bit larger than usual, and they're smiling. It's really moving to me. I cannot not cry when a huge, massive group of people start singing together, or they start clapping in unison. Ugh, there's the Church of Rock and Roll. There's something about that that gets me. It just brings me to tears. Which also, you know, how much of that is contagion? How much of that is entrainment? That it has that effect on me. I'm feeling something. It's giving me a feeling that's beyond thought, really. And then going back again to this idea of charisma as a form of entrainment, and then tying that in with the principle of contagion. I don't know what I think about this, but I'm going to say it because this is a very distinct part of magic that many people believe in. Many people believe that having a piece of a powerful person, a celebrity, for example, means that they have a piece of their energy. And when you consider DNA, I guess it does, quite literally. But people will pay a fortune on eBay to buy, I don't know, the hair of a mole that was lasered off Kim Kardashian's ass, because they think that hair holds some of that Kardashian magic. Why? Kim, see what the mainstream media does to your mind. But that is why sorcerers back in the day, and many witches still to this day, they will use fingernails. or a lock of someone's hair in their magical workings, because they believe those bits and bobs are contagious, and that they think they can either infect themselves with the goodies that they believe are contained within, or if they're into cursing and hexing and fucking with someone else's will, they may try to entrain that person's energy to their own intent. They may believe that they can use the power of contagion to affect the source of that mole hair, Kim Kardashian. It's about power over for people who are into that. I'm not. So I'm not going to talk a lot about that. And when I think about it, for some reason, the whole idea of Locks of Love, that organization that allows people with long hair to cut off their hair and donate it to cancer survivors to make wigs so people can have real human hair, so hair that looks natural. A lot of people do that. It's beautiful. I think it's very fitting that that company calls itself Locks of Love. And I can just imagine some super superstitious witch who's like all into like hexing or paranoid about other people hexing them, like not doing that because they're worried that some evil sorcerer is going to get their hair donation, and who knows. Who knows, especially in today's day and age when, I mean, they're finding out that if you get a liver transplant or a heart transplant, it can completely change your personality. So I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm just saying. I don't know. We could argue all day long about whether this is superstitious hooey or a very real thing. But I prefer instead just to keep to the basics. Don't be an asshole. Don't spread your crappy vibes around, because that shit is sticky and it can have a snow. If you can't get a handle on your own energy, if you're letting your shadow call all the shots for you, and, you know, you go into work acting like a total jerk face and you're mean to somebody, you're like passing them on to them. That's that on to them. It's contagious. You're infecting them with your crappy attitude. And then who's to say who they're going to infect? What if they go home and yell at their kids and hurt their kids' feelings, and then their kids go on to be a bully in the schoolyard because you were an asshole. You were a contagious jerk, and you brought that crap to work with you. And, you know, maybe you might want to think about the whole concept of paying it forward. You can pay the good vibes forward, too. What if that coworker is having a crappy day and you come in feeling like a million bucks, shining your light, being a loving presence in the world, and that's enough to uplift that woman, let's say. Maybe she's a single mom. You lift her spirits, you make her feel good. She goes home from work that day, shines that light on her kids. Her kids feel amazing, and everyone wins. There's a ripple effect. The little meme that I made for today's show on Facebook was Oscar Wilde. I have a whole book of Oscar Wilde quotes because that guy was full of it. He is so funny and profound at the same time. But the quote that I put with that little picture says, "Some cause happiness wherever they go, others whenever they go." So what kind of witch do you want to be? Do you want to be the kind that causes a ripple of love? Or do you want to be the kind where people breathe a sigh of relief when you finally leave the party? Do you want people to celebrate you coming or going? Because we're all energetic beings on some level. And even if you've plastered a phony smile on your face, what you're really feeling is felt by other people. And if it doesn't feel good, they're either going to sync up with that and make you feel worse. Stay the hell away from you. And because I have another minute, I'm going to circle back to this whole idea of humans being tribal and how we seem to gravitate toward leaders. And I was thinking about this, about really when I was hanging on the monkey bars, how all these little kids, because I'm an adult and I'm doing something that adults don't usually weird, and they thought that was funny and cool. And they wanted to do it too. They wanted to do it with me. And I thought, oh, the big monkey just led all the little monkeys, and there we are, hanging and smiling on the park on a Tuesday morning. People gravitate toward leaders. And maybe that's meant to be, because we all can't be leaders, because that would really just be crazy. It would be very isolating, you know. I mean, yes, we all get to be the authority of our own lives, but I think some people are natural leaders, and some people have other roles that they play in the tribe, and that is okay. Where I think that we all get to exercise our sovereignty, where we all get to be the authority of our own lives and direct our own lives, is when it comes down to conscious choice. So choose consciously who you're going to follow. Choose your rock gods. Choose your preachers and your leaders very consciously. Are you going to choose to follow someone who generates a lot of paranoia and fear and judgment and separation, which can be very appealing if the person is particularly charismatic and smart? A lot of people gravitate toward that. Maybe most people. Or are you going to choose to follow someone who makes you laugh and feel good about yourself, you know? Know thyself. Know thy vibe. Hold thy vibe. Raise thy vibe. Thy vibe. Oh, my gosh. Raise thy vibe. But do not let it be yanked around willy-nilly by the vibes with which you share space. Like on Facebook. Did you know that the number one news story supposedly of 2014 was when Facebook did that study to manipulate people's news feeds to make them either sad or happy? People were so pissed off about that because they felt like they were inadvertently, without their permission, sucked into this experiment and made to feel like lab rats. So that became the most popular story because people were really upset that that happened. It actually worked. Experimental evidence of massive scale emotional contagion through social networks was the headline. I mean, that's pretty crazy. Emotional contagion through social networks. I think this is why you often will see people say, I'm cleaning up my news feed, and if you made it through, congratulations. That means you're cool. And I think that's okay. It's your headspace, it's your heart space, it's your vibe, it's what it's, you know, you need to protect that for yourself. So consciously choose not only who your leaders are going to be, but who you're going to share space with. Because I think in a very real way, when it comes to entrainment, the strongest vibe leads. Who's ever holding the strongest, you know, vibration in their heart, for example, if you want to make it very spiritual, people are going to sync up to that. It's not just about charisma. It's not just about personality. In fact, deeper than that is like what's going on in your heart. Your heart is literally the organ that the other rhythms of your body entrain to. It sets the tone for everything else. In addition to that, your heart has a massive energy field that actually affects the rhythms of the people around you. And that's a powerful responsibility when you consider that. I think it's fascinating. If you want to work with me on a personal level, I'm still doing one-on-one coaching, but I think I'm going to be phasing that out as the year goes on. I'm not really sure. I enjoy my one-on-one clients, but I'm also getting busier and busier as time goes by, so I might just start doing more coaching as a group, like group coaching. I really enjoy doing programs, so if you want to work with me, if you want to see what that's like, check out, you know, the Summer Transition module coming out next week or the Sad to Sexy program coming out this Thursday, and that will give you a better idea of what it's like to work with me on a more personal level. And you can still do coaching with me too. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be doing that for, just because of time. And then next week, next Tuesday, I have another special guest on the show, Brigitte Mars, gorgeous, beautiful hippie witch, an author, an herbalist, a raw food chef. Talk about good vibes. She is super cool. I think you guys are going to love this show. So come back next Tuesday and listen in. And until then, much love to you. Peace.